Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
We've got Boston sports cover coming and going. 98.5, the Sports Hub. And now,
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mast.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mast.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
From a physical standpoint, mental standpoint, how are you feeling here after back-to-backs?
Well, I mean, considering I had 4 months off, so, I mean, not in prime shape, but you know, trying to get there, just trying. I'm just trying to have fun and you know, play the game. I'm not stressing too much about the results and whatnot. You know, it's August and haven't played hockey forever, so let's go out there, have fun, and see what happens for me.
So again, that one to me, it's the playoffs. He just lost a playoff game. He has never won a Stanley Cup. He's playing for a Stanley Cup favorite, who is now in a real series. And Tuukka Rask says, "I'm not sweating the results. I'm not." Was it sweating the results? Was that the direct quote, Stu? Let me just hear it again, because again, that to me is the crux of the matter right there for me. I'm not sweating the results.
Well, I mean, considering I had 4 months off, so I mean, not in prime shape, but you know, trying to get there, just trying. I'm just trying to have fun and you know, play the game. I'm not stressing too much about the results and whatnot. You know, it's August and haven't played hockey forever, so. Let's go out there, have fun, and see what happens.
August hockey, trying to have fun. I'm not sweating the results. It's the playoffs. It's the playoffs. Have you ever heard anything like that in your life? Arcand?
I have not.
McCarthy?
I have never heard anyone say that before in the playoffs.
No. I heard similar comments from the Bruins about the round robin last week. Just exhibitions. That will be fine. Well, they haven't really, you know, ramped it up just yet.
By the way, have you noticed that that's been a common theme? The exhibition game against Columbus. It's just an exhibition game. Round robin games. They're just an exhibition game. We're playing in the first round now. It feels like exhibition games. It's not exhibition games. Stop saying that.
That's my point, Arcand, is I think this goes beyond Tuukka Rask. I think there's something going on with this team that they don't have the right, they're not in the right place mentally. I think they get there, but they should be there right now. I think these comments that Rask made last night are not so much individualistic as we think. They're not as individual as we think. I think it's more of a representation of how the team has felt.
He's speaking for everyone.
He's speaking a little bit for everyone. That's my concern.
Okay. I feel this has been a Tuukka thing for quite a while, and it's sort of part and parcel with his attitude and his personality. So is the team suffering from it a little bit, McCarthy? More than a little bit? Fine. I'll grant you that. I mean, they certainly took that. You know, took that approach in those round robin games, and you know, they've started out slowish. So fine, but come on, you must admit Rask is a case unto himself, an island unto himself. And even if the Bruins as a team are starting slow, do you think the rest of them don't want to be there?
No, I think so. I think the majority of them want to be there, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are a few guys here and there who kind of feel the same way.
Yeah, and you know what? That sucks. That sucks if guys feel that way. It's hard when it's the goalie, and that's my main takeaway. I don't think Rask wants to be there. And I think it's come through from the second they came out of the pandemic. And again, just to reset it, with the first interview he did coming out of the pandemic, he says, I guess I got to go find skates now and start skating. You know, basically admitting he didn't skate at all and didn't even try to. And then he gets there and he can't finish the first couple practices because he stepped on his finger box jumping. And so the first couple days, he wasn't able to complete the thing. Then they get to Toronto and he's the only guy that hits the cough button and they shut him down for a couple days and he misses those days. And now he's back here and he's not 2 days into the playoffs before he's saying, eh, it's August hockey. I'm not really stressing the results. Say what? I mean, fine, McCarthy. The rest of the team might be off to a slow start. Am I getting that from the other guys? To me, Tuukka Rask feels this way, and he feels this way stronger than anyone there. And his play is reflecting it, as maybe some others are. But I'll say again, I think on balance, since the playoffs started, the Bruins have started to ramp it up. They have. They're playing better than they did in the round-robin games. Things are coming along. I'm watching these games, and I'm feeling like we're getting close to playoff hockey, real playoff hockey. We're not all the way there, but I think we're seeing a lot of guys try with a lot of effort. I think it's getting chippy. I think we're going back and forth. I think we're getting some grudges developing, whether it be Fleury there on the Carolina side, McAvoy throwing some elbows around. I watch a lot of players on this Bruins team, and it feels to me like they are in playoff mode, real close to playoff mode. Their entire fourth line, Krejci, McAvoy, I'll give you a bunch of guys that I think are playing at a high level and are buying in. And your goalie comes out and says, I'm not sweating the results? Oh, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. And I'm telling you, I'll say it again. I'm not blaming him for saying it. It's like I hear people say, well, you can't say that. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't mind him being honest. You know, to me, it's the saying it isn't the problem. The problem is he feels that way. He feels that way. He right now, I don't think, is invested in this thing. And that, to me, Arcand, is a problem.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. And by the way, I don't think the Bruins are improving as much as you're saying. They only had two goals in that game. They were both power play goals. They still suck 5-on-5. They had a ton of turnovers in that game yesterday, 17 to Carolina's 8. How many times did they turn the puck over in their own end? And I know Carolina's a little younger and a little faster, and they were able to sort of, you know, bust in there and do what they did. But I'm watching the Bruins thinking, okay, can you maybe break out of your own zone? Can you do that for me a couple times here in the second period? I feel like the last 10 minutes of that period, they weren't doing anything. And then, you know, you had some bright spots. It's not like it was all bad. I'm not there. But then to have Tuukka say that afterwards, I sort of heard that, and I don't know, maybe McCarthy's wearing off on me here a little bit, but it does sort of seem like the entire team is kind of stuck in a bit of a rut. Have they gotten better? Sure. But the competition's gotten worse. Carolina's not as good as Philadelphia, who's getting smoked by Montreal right now, but they're not as good as them. They're not as good as Tampa Bay, and they're not as good as Washington. If the Bruins put this effort out against real teams, they still would be looking for their first win in the bubble right now.
And I said it earlier today, they're getting by right now because they're significantly better than Carolina. Carolina has been more engaged in these two games. Carolina has played crisper hockey throughout. The Bruins are just significantly better. They're getting by on the talent. That might get them through this series. It's not going to get them to the cup. They need to be better than what they are right now. They've started too slow.
Who's the most important player on the team?
David Pastrnak.
Tuukka Rask.
Thank you. Okay, stop it, Arcand.
I think
you think he's more important than the goalie?
Yes, at this point, because I think there's another goalie who can step in and do his job. I don't think there's anybody else who can do what David Pastrnak does.
Okay, you know my point. Mm-hmm. That the goalie's the most important player in hockey, and that's, you know, pretty consensus. To me, if I ever said anyone other than a goalie, it'd be a defenseman who plays 30 minutes a night. Like, I think those guys are super important, too. The only player that would sniff the importance of a goalie is one of those number one defensemen, right. Not a winger. But either way, for the most part, your goalie's the most important player. And when he doesn't want to be there, because that's what I think it is. I don't think he wants to be there, and I think it's coming through. And that, to me, is a problem. Not that he said it, that he feels that way. And I would say, furthermore, why doesn't he want to be there? Or, like, I know why he doesn't want to be there. Let me rephrase. Why he's not able to prioritize how much he loves the game over why he doesn't want to be there. In other words, I mean, who wants to be where we are? Who wants to be in the middle of the pandemic? Who wants to be staying at Hotel X in Toronto in quarantine away from your family, you know, in a hotel with a bunch of dudes for 2 months? Like, no one wants that. So obviously I get why he doesn't want it, but do you love the game? Do you love the game? Do you love hockey? Because I think the vast majority of those guys love the game so much and love to compete so much and, yes, draw their salary and compete for the cup and play the game, that the fact that they're in the hotel for 2 months and quarantined from their family is in the background. And they're more obsessed with playing the game and competing for a championship than they are the downside of being in that quarantine. And with Chara, I wonder. I wonder, does he really love the game? I don't know if he does anymore. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he had to have for most of his life. But at this juncture, does he love the game? At least I know this. He doesn't love the return to play. He doesn't love this. I felt like he didn't want to do it from the start. And he's bailed out at a couple different times just in a practice environment. And then he plays back-to-back, and he comes out and says, yeah, August hockey, just trying to have fun, not sweating the results. And complains about the atmosphere in the building. Jimmy, give me number two, please. Rask number two.
Well, to be honest with you, it doesn't really feel like playoff hockey out there. There's no fans, so it's kind of like playing an exhibition game. Obviously, you know, there's some scrums after whistles, and I haven't noticed anything that they would be targeting me or whatnot. You know, it's, things happen, people fall on you and whatnot, but, you know, it's definitely not a playoff atmosphere out there.
Okay. So that one bothered you, Christian, even more than the first one, right?
Yeah, that bothered me more than anything, because that was different from what Tuukka usually says. He usually says stuff like, yeah, you know, I don't care about the result. I'm just here to play. I just want to have fun. I'm just trying to, you know, keep it on an even keel. That's how he always talks. That's how he always sort of sounds. That was a different, what you just heard right there was something very, very different. He's talking about intensity. He's talking about the atmosphere. He's really sort of, I think, communicating to everybody who listened to that this isn't working for him. Like, this is not, he can't quite get there. And don't tell me it's because, well, everybody's having trouble. Korpisalo in Columbus isn't having trouble like that. Carey Price is not having trouble like that. Vasilevsky isn't having trouble. Varlamov with the Islanders. All of these goaltenders, and a couple of them, by the way, fellow Vezina finalists, are doing just fine. And they're making it work. And they're able to perform at a high level. And meanwhile, here's mediocre Tuukka Rask, who just can't stop talking about how much he hates the thing and how much it's just not working for him. I heard that and I thought, oh man, he's really saying it. He's saying the quiet part loud. He doesn't want to be there. I agree with you, Mike.
Yeah, so that is, I think it's all reflective of the same thing. He's not into it, which leads me to believe he's not really into his sport. And do you understand the difference? It's like, mm-hmm. You have to be obsessed with what you do in your sport to the point where you can handle the crowd, you know, the crowdless environment and the quarantine. And you just go out there and compete because that's what you're obsessed with. But I don't know if he's obsessed by it. And that sucks. That's tough. That is, and you know, I said it before. It sucks because it hasn't worked for him at this level. It probably works to him to a certain level. That he's a really consistent player. I was gonna say relatively. No, he's a pretty consistent player. He's a steady, consistent goaltender. And so maybe that attitude of not being obsessed by it and not letting it bother him, it really helps him to a certain level. But maybe it takes a little bit more to go all the way. And to grind it out and to gut it out and to win all these games every round all the way through. It takes more than that, and he doesn't have that level. And maybe that just that helps explain why he hasn't broken through when he has the talent to do it. And so that's what I wonder. That to me is a big picture thing. I'm not blaming him for saying it. I'm blaming him for feeling it. I'm blaming him for feeling it. He doesn't want to be there. I wonder how much he really loves the game anymore. I know he doesn't love the return to play. And furthermore, does he really care about winning a championship? Does he really care? I'm sure he wants to. I'm sure he would like to. Does he care? Will it eat him up at night if he doesn't win? And I'll just give you the first example that came to my head again earlier on. You think if Cam Neely had a chance as a player to go play in this thing in an empty building, million miles from home, in a quarantine hotel, all alone, these miserable conditions, but he had a chance to win a Stanley Cup on the team that was favorite to win the Stanley Cup, you think he'd be anything less than all in?
He'd do it in a heartbeat.
He'd do it, of course.
Don't you think 90? I mean, and I like to think 90% of the players are the same way. 90% of the players are the same way, especially the guys that haven't won and who've had great careers and illustrious careers but are missing that championship. You don't think 95%, 99% of those guys who've been in the league 10-plus years and are highly accomplished, probably Hall of Famers who've never won a championship or a cup, sell out and do everything they possibly can to win that championship? Meanwhile, Tuukka Rask says, I'm not stressing the results. I'm like, what? So that's an all-timer, man. And that's just the Tuukka Rask reset. Your thoughts right after these words.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter @Felger.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Boston Sports Cover, coming and going. 98.5, the Sports Hub. And now,
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mass.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mass.
Q-U-I-T, quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me, too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
From a physical standpoint, mental standpoint, how are you feeling here after back-to-backs?
Well, I mean, considering I had 4 months off, so, I mean, not in prime shape, but you know, trying to get there, just trying. I'm just trying to have fun and you know, play the game. I'm not stressing too much about results and whatnot. You know, it's August and haven't played hockey forever, so let's go out there, have fun, and see what happens for me.
That one to me, it's the playoffs. He just lost a playoff game. He has never won a Stanley Cup. He's playing for a Stanley Cup favorite, who is now in a real series. And Tuukka Rask says, "I'm not sweating the results. I'm not." Was it sweating the results? Was that the direct quote, Stu? Let me just hear it again, because again, that to me is the crux of the matter right there for me. I'm not sweating the results.
Well, I mean, considering I had 4 months off, so I mean, not in prime shape, but you know, trying to get there, just trying. I'm just trying to have fun and you know, play the game. I'm not stressing too much about results and whatnot. You know, it's August and haven't played hockey forever, so. Let's go out there, have fun, and see what happens.
August hockey, trying to have fun. I'm not sweating the results. It's the playoffs. It's the playoffs. Have you ever heard anything like that in your life? Arcand?
I have not.
McCarthy?
I have never heard anyone say that before in the playoffs.
No. I heard similar comments from the Bruins about the round robin last week. Just exhibitions. We'll be fine. Well, they haven't really, you know, ramped it up just yet.
By the way, have you noticed that's been a common theme? The exhibition game against Columbus. It's just an exhibition game. Round robin games. They're just an exhibition game. We're playing in the first round now. It feels like exhibition games. It's not exhibition games. Stop saying that.
That's my point, Arcand, is I think this goes beyond Tuukka Rask. I think there's something going on with this team that they don't have the right. They're not in the right place mentally. I think they get there, but they should be there right now. I think these comments that Rask made last night are not so much individualistic as we think. They're not as individual as we think. I think it's more of a representation of how the team has felt.
He's speaking for everyone.
He's speaking a little bit for everyone. That's my concern.
Okay. I feel this has been a Tuukka thing for quite a while, and it's sort of part and parcel with his attitude and his personality. So is the team suffering from it a little bit, McCarthy? More than a little bit? Fine. I'll grant you that. I mean, they certainly took that. You know, took that approach in those round robins.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Felger Mass.
Hey, when you call and say two things, three things, you're going to have to wait for me to reach for a pen.
Number one.
And then I'm going to have to write it down.
Because they know how to build winning relationships.
I, for one, am not smart enough to keep two or three things in my head.
Felger Mass.
So we prefer just a single thought.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tuca, I did want to follow up on it just, you know, you saying it doesn't feel like a playoff atmosphere. How do you counter that? How do you get yourself ramped up? I mean, that's almost, I understand it, but it's a little bit, I imagine that's not an easy thing to feel when you know it is the playoffs, but maybe it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're trying to play as hard as you can. Obviously, you know, you're playing a best of seven series, so there's going to be some battles going on and whatnot. But, you know, when you play it in your home rink, you play in a away rink, and there's fans cheering for you or against you, and that creates another, you know, buzz around the series. So there's none of that. So it just feels like dull at times. You know, there's moments that, you know, okay, there's little scrums and whatnot, but then there might be 5 minutes and it's just coast-to-coast hockey and there's no atmosphere. So it just feels like an exhibition game. So, but, you know, we're trying our best to kind of ramp up and get energized and make it feel like a playoff game.
Does this guy know they're going to hand out the Stanley Cup? They're going to hand out the Stanley Cup. And I'll tell you again, it's going to be legit. If this tournament goes off the way it's gone off, which with all the teams involved, most all the players healthy, at least COVID-wise, right? They're fielding full teams with full rosters, and I look out on the ice and I see stars all over the place. I see all the players. And if that's the way it stays, it's going to be a legit championship. And people will remember the circumstance, but they won't say it's a fake cup. They'll say that Tuukka Rask won his Stanley Cup. They will absolutely say that. I think we already can feel that, right? Just the way it's gone so far in both these sports. Basketball, too. If LeBron wins another one, if Giannis wins, whoever wins, we're going to say that's legit. As long as they all stay healthy and they all go up against each other, and it's four rounds times seven games, and it's the regular tournament with the full rosters, those are going to be real championships. Does Rask realize that? Does he realize he's never won? And he cements his legacy by winning one? I mean, good God, man. All right, so your thoughts, as promised. Well, to the point where the comments were so outrageous. I'll just play you one more. The comments were so outrageous that when Marchand was asked about him last night, he said, well, he had to be talking about the round robin, right? We have that sound. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Tuukka was just saying that he thinks this still feels like an exhibition. He can't seem to get that playoff feel out there. Are you struggling with that as well?
You know, I think maybe he was talking about the round robin games. You know, I didn't see his comments, but the round robin games for us were exhibition games. They should not be labeled playoff games. You know, those are ones that we were trying to prepare for games. So maybe he's talking about that, but you know, these are playoff games, playoff atmosphere, and you know, we're going to compete hard. It's definitely different. There's no question. Doesn't have the same atmosphere and there's no home ice advantage. So, you know, it's just straight up hockey at this point, but you know, that's playoffs this year, and you know, at least we're playing.
Okay. So even Marchand's like, what, you must be talking about the round robin games, right? And he said it's playoff atmosphere, and they says obviously it's not the same atmosphere. What he was talking about is on the ice, it's getting close to being the same atmosphere. On the ice, it's pretty much playoff hockey. We're getting close to it. Off the ice is different. It's true. It's still the Stanley Cup. Do you care about it? Back to your phones. As promised, Luke and Bridgewater holding patiently. Go ahead, Luke.
Yeah, Mike, even Marchand is like, what are you talking about? Don't you see us playing in front of you? I think that you were right that these guys are playing maybe not full 100% playoff hockey, but it's ramping up, and it's doing that all across the league. If you've been watching this, these guys are playing playoff hockey. So how, you know, the question is to me then, you know, when these guys are actually, you know, playing, you know, their hearts out, how do you as a coach, you know, put a guy behind these guys, or you know, that feels that way about the game, that it's like I can't really get up for it. How do you ask these players to go out and you know, give their you know, life and limb?
Let me tell you why, Luke. Because I think the players are used to it. The players are used to it. They know Rask. They know how he feels, for better or worse, and they like him. They support him. And I think they've just come to Jesus with Rask's attitude a long time ago. So I don't do it for the players because I think the players are okay with Rask. That's not the issue. To me is, you know, how well can we expect Rask to play if he doesn't want to be there? That's the issue. If I were Cassidy, I'd look at it and say, well, what am I really going to get? I mean, he's better than Halak. Of course he is. But in his current mental state, what's his ceiling? What is Rask's ceiling? Because I know Halak could do exactly what Rask has done the last couple of games. Could even do maybe even a little bit better. I mean, Halak can go out there and stop 9 out of 10 shots, which is what Rask has done. Halak can go out there and make the saves he should make and let the ones that hit the corner go. Like, he could do the exact same thing. It wouldn't have been any – if Halak had started these two games, they'd be 1-1. So the question is, what is Rask going to give you on his best day if he doesn't want to be there? Steve in the car, go.
Mike, I don't think anybody hates the Canadians more than I do, than you would. But regardless of that, in this format now, I am really enjoying the Canadians. And let me tell you the reason why. It's because it starts from the goaltending out, and Carey Price has stood on his 80th night. This series should be 2-0.
It should be, Steve. I'm just going to stop you before I let you go. Carey Price has been out of his boobs, and today he's going to shut out the Flyers. So, I mean, Carey Price, who's had a lot of issues off the ice, by the way. You know, not a clean sheet there for Carey Price. He's in the same situation. Is he treating it like these are just exhibitions? I'm just trying to have fun. I'm not sweating the results.
No, he's engaged.
I mean, and that's another guy who needs a cup badly. I think he's the best goalie of his generation. But if Carey Price doesn't win a cup, doesn't even sniff a cup, I hold that against him. And does he care? I wonder. I don't know him as well as I know Rask, but that's another guy. Seems to me like he's treating it a little differently.
Yeah, and that's a team that shouldn't even really be there, if we're being honest. Like, talk about house money. The Canadiens probably shouldn't even be down at the bubble right now. And Carey Price is playing out of his mind, and now they're really giving the Flyers all they can handle, right? It's 5-0. They're killing them in this game. And, you know, it's not even just guys like Carey Price. Frederik Andersen, Vasilevskiy. I mean, and I know that they're not playing anymore, but Varlamov and Korpisalo are all playing really, really well, and they're all treating it seriously. They're all, you know, I don't hear any of them talking about, well, it's really tough to get with the playoff intensity here because there's no fans. I'm not hearing that from anyone. And what really annoys me the most about what Tuukka Rask had to say is I'd be okay with him saying that if he followed it up, Mike, by saying, but that's no excuse. He didn't. He just gave all these excuses and then was like, and that's it. That's why we are where we are. And
that,
you know, usually you say, well, there's no fans, there's no this, there's no that. That's no excuse. We got to play better. He just said, there's no fans, there's no this, there's no that, and that's that. And that's it. And that's all he said.
I sincerely hope he wins a cup. I do. And then we can look back and say, you know, he's a loon, but it works for him. And, you know, the guy doesn't give a crap, but he wins. And then it's like almost becomes quirky legend. Like, you don't really care. You don't really want to. You didn't even want to be there, and you still nutted up and won a cup. Hats off. It's like it becomes part of the legend. And, like, I would love that story if it came to be. If he comes up short again, then we just look at it and say, well, you didn't give a crap. No wonder you're not winning. Zach in Milford. Go, Zach.
Yeah, Mike, so you did say that you're seeing all the stars out on the ice. The one star you're not seeing is your buddy Pastrnak, because he was deemed unfit to play. I wish they could take that unfit to play and apply it to the baseball team in town, because they blow. but for the Bruins, Mike, with your buddy Tuukka now, are they going to go Halak? Are they going to go Tuukka? But where do you see the rest of the series? Like, do you think that was a make-or-break point? Like, well, Tuukka's comments, the rest of the team, now they feel they're not ready. I mean, you're saying they're playing better. Mike, they couldn't play any worse. They didn't win a freaking game.
I don't think they're playing horribly. I think they've been back-and-forth games against a team that they're better than, but not a ton better than. And I think Carolina's a little bit ahead of them in terms of the restart. Carolina played 3 games that mattered and had to ramp up sooner. And so I think they're a little bit ahead of the Bruins, and they're playing probably a little bit better than the Bruins right now. The Bruins are a better team. In the series, I'm sniffing a deep series. I'm sniffing 7 games because Carolina broke the seal. They couldn't beat you forever. Couldn't beat you. Now they've broken the seal. And I think I'd be surprised if the Bruins don't respond. And then I'd be surprised if Carolina doesn't respond. And even though there's no home road, I think you're going to get into one of those things. And I think you're looking at 7 games now with this thing. But you hit on one thing. That's another one. Another guy on our hit list. I'll let Sean in the car follow up on David Pastrnak. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I just wanted to know if there was any more information out there about Pastrnak. I mean, I watched game one. I had the volume down, but I didn't see anything in the game, and I wanted to know if you guys were concerned because...
Well, of course we're concerned, but if you haven't seen it, so you're behind. He didn't play this last game, and they went back and looked at the celebration he had after Patrice Bergeron's game winner in game one, where he threw his arms up in the air to celebrate the goal and immediately clutched his ribs. So he may have strained something celebrating, which would just be bananas.
He pulled his fat, Mike. That's what I'm calling it.
If you ask me, he pulled his back fat like Josh Beckett used to do. He pulled his back fat because he's not quite in good shape, or he suffered it earlier and he didn't really feel it till he lifted his hands. I don't know.
That's what I heard. He blocked a couple of shots, and there was one shot that got him right in around that section. I didn't see. I saw people tweeting about it, so
okay,
I'll go
good.
And check it for myself. I think that might be closer to the pin there.
All right, okay. I mean, I feel a little bit better about that.
I hope that's it anyway. I hope he didn't hurt himself celebrating.
Right, because even that's fluky and not really his fault, except you. You. It's him. It's him. He's another guy. He's late back from the pandemic, and then you get here, and he can't play game two of a series because he hurt himself celebrating in game one. Like, he's just the guy for that to happen to, right? And he wasn't ready to go. He didn't do the right things in the offseason or this pandemic offseason. He didn't do the right things on his return. So, you know, and the clock's ticking on him, too, in terms of great player, but now you have to validate with a championship. Does he feel that? Does he care about that? I'd ask the same questions about him I'm asking about Rask. Different dudes. I think Pastrnak, you know, has a little more of a drive to him that I see, but it's roughly the same thing. You know, you can be a great player and win all the regular season games you want. Until you win the cup, you're not thought of as an all-timer. You're not thought of a certain way. Do you want that? Do you care about that? I wonder about that with Rask. I don't know if he cares about that. Here comes an update. We'll take more of your calls, and we do have to get to the Felger and Maz lifestyle minute, I told you. I love the divorce story, or I just, you know, the dirt. It's the catty little dirt in these magazines. But then I flip through the whole thing, and I just can't help myself. I want to share my impressions. Well, we'll do that all after the update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Now, by and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Maz.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment.
I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Maz.
We don't remember who we are or what we said last week.
Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You've been a big supporter of Tom Brady for a very long time. What were your thoughts when he decided to move to Tampa Bay? And what do you think he's going to be capable of down there? Will you be rooting for him?
Well, I think he's going to do a great job. You know, he's a winner. He knows how to win. That's a big thing. And he's just been a great quarterback with a great coach. It's a great combination and a great owner in Bob Kraft, frankly. And he probably wanted a change. He wanted a change. And I think, you know, he had plenty of teams to go to. And he picked one with, from what I understand, a good offensive line and very good receivers. He looked at that closely. I think he probably had other choices where they had players. I think his biggest thing is he wants to win. And from what I know, and I know the ownership of the team, they'll do whatever they have to because they're fantastic people, the owners of the team that Tom's on now. And yeah, I think he's going to do well in Tampa Bay. I think he'll do well. I think he'll, I don't know why it would be a surprise, but perhaps it will be. But I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. I think he's going to do great.
Okay, speaking about Brady in Tampa, I read you the dirt before because we're just suckers for it. Maz and I, this magazine, this little crappy little magazine, the Life and Style magazine, has been following the Brady-Giselle divorce rumors for years. So every time they write something, we read it from the magazine. And then I get stuck reading like the other stuff, like who wore it best and the celebrity gossip stuff.
That's the real good stuff there. I know that's the reason you're reading it, Mike.
The best thing to read on a plane is something like this. So every time we do it, we do a Felger and Maz Hollywood Minute. Maz isn't here, so you guys are going to have to fill in. So, for example, on the front page, like, there's things I give a crap about and there's things I don't. Like, I'm old, so I'm from an era where I care about movie stars or music stars. I have no time in my day or care for reality stars. And so much of this stuff is now about reality stars. Like, for example, so
what about TikTok stars, Mike?
Okay, so like I think that would qualify as the same thing.
Kind of, yeah.
So you're being sarcastic.
Yeah, a little bit.
So like, you know, up here it says Miranda's Joy, pregnant with a baby girl. Miranda Lambert has a baby girl. So she's like someone I'm sort of coming around on. I think I'm kind of half interested in her. I think she's naughty. And she's not a reality star. She's an actual music star. So like she's actually done something. And I've actually started to listen to some of her music. And some of it isn't all that bad. I got a little hankering for good country, and she's given me a little bit. So I've got a little bit of interest in her. The second story here is, ooh, jealous Reese. Reese Witherspoon seething over Jen's Emmy nomination.
Ooh, that's so good stuff right there.
Jen Aniston and Reese Witherspoon in that HBO show about the anchors, which I watched because The Wood, she's obsessed with that stuff. So I sort of watched it through her. We'll read that story. Well, let me just ask you. So I guess Jen Aniston got nominated an Emmy for that show. What was it called?
Wasn't it called The Morning Show or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, The Morning Show. Very good. The HBO, The Morning Show. So Apple Jen Aniston, TV. Jen Aniston got a nomination.
Is that where they all live in Malibu and they're all? And
no,
they
that's
all,
a different show.
What show? That's with Reese Witherspoon. There,
yeah,
right?
But aren't they both with Reese Witherspoon?
I don't know.
Which show are we talking about? Weren't they on two shows?
Stay with me.
Not the one where they're in Malibu and they're all rich housewives.
No,
it's a different show.
No, it's a morning anchor show based on loosely the Matt Lauer situation.
Oh, I don't know. Right. I don't know that one. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Well, fine. Just follow along.
My bad. Sorry. I thought we were talking about that.
Where's Maz? You're already ruining the segment. So if Reese Witherspoon is seething over Jen's Emmy nomination, I just ask you, Reese Witherspoon or Jen Aniston?
Witherspoon.
In what's the context?
Well, what do you think the context is?
Oh, Reese. I'll go Reese.
Give me Reese.
Over Jennifer Aniston.
That's correct.
This includes the full package now we're talking.
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think Reese Witherspoon's got a little bit of an unusual body type?
Yeah, but I dig it.
Yeah.
I think she has sort of a weird face, too, and her body's a little straight. But, obviously, who am I to say? But I'm a Witherspoon fan. Yeah. I have been since that movie with Mark Wahlberg where Fear. You remember that movie? Where they were on the roller coaster. That was a good one. I've been a Witherspoon fan from day one.
Beautiful lady. Mm. I'm into her. Jennifer Aniston is a great figure. So this is another thing I'm into. Reese Witherspoon getting coffee in her mask in her regular clothes. See, she's got the grocery bag there and her regular bag and the hat.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe she's a regular person. It's unbelievable.
Well, this is another reason I'm a sucker for these magazines. The Hollywood superstar in their regular life doing a regular chore and them snapping a picture of them coming out of the grocery store with a grocery bag. I don't know why that does it for me, but it does it for me. You know where the absolute best place to go for that is, by the way? Did you ever go to the Daily Mail website, the British newspaper?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
The Daily Mail website has great sort of celebrity pics and crap like that, don't they?
I'm learning so much about you, Felger, right now.
Okay, here was a good one. Jen and Bradley's secret romance. Did you know that Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Garner are a thing?
I thought we were still talking about Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, no, oh my God. Now we moved on. I put it to you. Aniston or Reese Witherspoon? You gave
it
to me.
I went Reese.
Next topic. Jen Garner and Bradley Cooper are a thing. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Game changer, Felger. Game changer.
The blurb says, going public, Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper are dating, a source confirms.
Good for her.
Style. After the pair were spotted building sandcastles with his daughter, Leah 3, in Malibu. They first met while filming Alias in 2001. What? 20 years ago. And they have remained close over the years. The attraction was always there, admits the source, but they never act on it because they were in relationships with other people. Until now, the 48-year-old actor secretly split from her rich CEO boyfriend, reveals the source, while the 45-year-old actor Cooper officially ended his engagement to model and baby mama Irina Shayk. 34 in June of 2019. They've been there for each other through all their ups and downs, says a source. Jen's ex-husband, Ben Affleck, even credits Bradley with helping him get sober.
Wow.
Is Ben Affleck sober?
Sure.
That sort of goes back and forth a little bit there, doesn't it? Okay, here was the one that blew me away. This is unbelievable. Okay, I saw this picture. Bey's biggest fan, meaning Beyonce's biggest fan.
The Beyonce, yes.
The Beehive.
Okay. Bey's biggest fan. Again, you can't give me too much because not then you lose me. All I got is what I have in front of me. Bey's biggest fan, singing her praises. Adele showed her support for Beyonce's new visual album, Black is King. And then there's a picture of Adele that I'm like, is there a new pop star named Adele?
That's Adele?
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
Do you see that?
Yes.
She looks like Felicity.
That's not Adele.
Who is that?
That's not Adele at all.
Wow.
You go, girl. She lost all her weight.
Wow.
Look at that.
She looks like Carrie Russell.
Who is that?
Man.
And so then I'm like, wait a minute. Is this Adele? Is this like a new gal who I'm not familiar with? I'm like, and then I forgot who Adele was. Like, I thought Adele was the heavyset British gal with the red hair, you know, with the great voice and whatnot. Who's this?
Right.
Who's this new singer, Adele? And then, so then I Googled it. I Googled it. Adele. Look at her. Is that Adele?
I bet she can't sing as good anymore.
Probably not.
You know?
Probably not.
You do that much to your side, I bet the voice just left.
Well, she's going through a divorce right now, so we're going to get some good content right there. It's the most important thing. With music stars, always root for them to be unhappy. Always.
Especially in their love life. Yeah.
Can't you devour these magazines? So this is also what I love. This is, you know, who wore it best, except they do it with the same gal. This is Olivia Wilde, who I'm a fan of, and they give me, like, you know, 10 gowns.
I don't even know what that is.
I think, you know, that one's great. That one, not so much. I don't like your hair in that one. That gown, no, not good. I can do that. I can spend 5 minutes on that. What bums me out, though, is all the reality stars, though. Now it's like, okay, so the bottom thing on the front page, drama explodes on set, Bachelorette shakeup, with two reality stars on some TV show who aren't stars. They're just bachelorettes. Like, I don't care about those people. It's even crazier than you think. You guys into The Bachelorette? You do any of that crap?
Absolutely not.
I've had to watch it before. I'm not a big fan.
Right.
With Taisha set to replace Claire as
what?
The Bachelorette.
What? Taisha's replacing Claire?
Taisha? I can't pronounce that name. Lifestyle's source, that you have to source, the reality source, hopes a Sacramento hairstylist doesn't regret making her choice too soon. There's one here, too, that I'm like, okay, so like all the these magazines are rife with Kardashians. Like, I don't care. It's a Kardashian with a kid lying on her lap. I don't care about the Kardashians. They haven't done anything other than being a freaking movie.
There was a movie.
Oh, yeah. There was a movie.
There was definitely a movie.
Okay, but they weren't actors.
She was acting.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Okay, Jessica and Cash, trouble in lockdown. Sheltering in place puts Jessica Alba and Cash Warren's love to the test. I also get bugged when I don't know who they are.
No, Jessica. Alba, you don't know who Jessica Alba is?
I know who Jessica Alba is. I can't tell you what she's been in or what. I just know the name and who she is. Who's Cash Warren?
I have no
idea.
Who's
that wanker?
No clue.
Okay, a little lower. I can't
your
see.
Thing.
Yeah. Hold on. That dude.
No idea. Couldn't tell you.
It's her bae, as they would say.
Right.
So I get bugged. Like, when they're a reality star, like, turn the page. I don't care. Kim's family begs, leave Kanye. Like, I have less time for that. I can't tell you.
Kanye's a musician. He counts, right?
Little time. I have no time for those two. And that sort of... And I don't have time for any of this, but I could watch Reese Witherspoon walk out of the grocery store with her grocery bag, and I can rifle through photos on the DailyMail.com and these trashy mags on a airplane with celebrities, real celebrities, movie stars, coming out of the grocery store with their regular bags and masks all day long.
Felger says he has no time for this. We just spent the last 12 minutes on it.
Sorry. It's a tradition. Every time we read the Brady divorce story in Life and Style, we go through the magazine. We have to do it. What, do you want to just keep bashing Tuukka Rask for 4 hours?
Isn't that what we always do?
Yeah, no, you're probably right. Okay, that was a mistake. The final word, we have great puppet material and fresh hearty stuff coming your way right after this.
Boston's home for sports. Failure.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Naz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Naz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Naz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire for the guaranteed lowest prices on tires. Go to Town Fair Tire because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
We've got a lot to get to today in the final word. We've got some new material coming up. But first, the Fuppets. Of course, we love Hardy and the Fuppets. Felger versus technology.
So I'm not telling you Tuca was great in the series, but I don't think he was the reason they lost.
Okay. I mean, I've told you he's going to come through this year. But I'm starting to waver on that.
The tornado get him?
Yeah, it could be. What do you think, Mike?
I think when you hear that that echoey flange, that means he's dropped off.
Okay, so there you go.
I couldn't understand what he said.
Yeah, he dropped again.
Okay, there we go. All right, so no Mike, so we're going to have to deal with this here in the early part. Our buddy Frank the Tank is in a truck. Frank, what do you got?
All right, well, listen, and he was absolute.
Check two, check two, check two, check two. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
Go ahead.
All right, so...
Well, look, I...
Coming up after the update.
Sorry, I'll save it. Go.
No, you go, Miss.
I was... No, I'm going to save it. Go.
It's just how it goes. Is that Buzz? Is that really how that sounds, or did Hardy put that in there?
It sounded like that in the past. I don't know if it sounded like that live, Mike, but it has sounded like
that. No,
the
buzz is definitely part of it, yeah.
Yes, it's a part of
it. It hasn't been there today, has it?
No, it's been great. Mm-mm. You've been crystal clear today. It's been wonderful.
I think it is. I think we rectified that issue. I think we did figure that one out because this week has been buzz-free. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, we also have some new material. Felger, you on your Patriot sources.
Oh, Jesus. I did get a text page today when we began this conversation from a Patriots source. Not that he works for the team necessarily, but is a former Patriot employee.
Is this particular source usually wrong with all of his information? Like,
yes.
Okay.
But this source said, you got it, you're right, Cam not good for 11.
Well, I'm glad you brought it to the air.
I'm honest. I don't lie. And so you ask me, is this source usually wrong? To which I can just say, yep, he's usually wrong. So all I can tell you is the worst source out there confirms my feelings.
This message will now self-destruct.
Boom, 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 boom. That is a self-destructing take. It's perfect.
That's so Hardy. Good. That's great. And finally, we have a Felger and Maz combo about NHL overtime.
The fact that you can have a hockey game that goes 6 hours and 13 minutes on the real clock to go to 5 overtimes in game 1 of the first round, it encompasses that whole thing. Maz, what do you think?
Preposterous. It is. It's preposterous. I think it should be this way all the time. One overtime, then 4-on-4, then 3-on-3, and it'll end.
I'm not going to set my watch to you guys being mad about this.
You can't have that. That was ridiculous. That was a joke.
That means you would want, at some point, 3-on-3 to potentially determine a game
shootout.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, get out of here with this. And you guys, too. After 5 months, you should be happy we had that kind of compelling product on that long last night.
What was compelling about it?
Yeah.
It just kept going. It was edge of your seat type stuff. That's what overtime hockey is.
It just kept going. So does cricket.
So do the Red Sox.
There's not that many games during a playoff run for any of the teams involved like this. I typically like it. I think it's compelling. I don't lose that edge after one or two overtimes. It's just like the same roller coaster ride three, four, five OTs in.
Oh, I get sick of it.
Me too. Quality of play suffers. The ice suffers. Everything suffers. It's not a good product. The only thing that's compelling about it is that it's sudden death. Well, that doesn't mean the hockey's any good. But let me tell you, Jim. No one used to complain about it until I started it.
Oh, God.
But before this, everyone was like, epic, thrilling, three overtime. Did you see that? Yeah. I sat through the whole thing. It wasn't that great. Please, what are we doing?
Excellent work by Hardy. Thank you for him. Thank you for that. Excellent. All of it. From the Fuppets all the way through. All right. Now comes the hardest hour on the station all week long. The Friday 6 o'clock hour of the baseball reporters. McCarthy, bend over.
I'll tell you what. This is not going to be hard at all, Mike. I've got pent-up takes on the Red Sox. We are going to eviscerate your Boston Red Sox for the next hour. I've been looking forward to this all week. A hard hour? No, absolutely not. Maybe for the Red Sox. Not for me. Bring it on. Let's go.
Okay, here comes a McCarthy bloodbath. What do they call him? The silver voice assassin? What do they call you?
Naz calls me the velvet assassin.
Okay, sounds all smooth and stuff, but he is actually nasty, and he's about to turn his attention to the Red Sox. Everybody enjoy the games this weekend. Bruins tomorrow here on 98.5 The Sports Hub at noon. We're back Tuesday to talk about it with Maz and a fully loaded show. Chris, thanks for hanging in there. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy, we will see everybody Monday at 2. Bye-bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
And they're back on the Sports Hub with the guys that know the teams.
The three, got it.
And without paying a monthly fee.
Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
For the Pats, the Celts, the Bruins, and the Reds. Listen to Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub. Baseball is back.
He doesn't want a super spreader out there in the middle of the field.
The season is different. On the field, in the socially distant clubhouse, in the empty stands.
You guys wanted to do it. You've been wanting to do it for months.
There's a lot to talk about.
Who are you kidding? Don't give me all that bull crap.
And this is the place to do it. This is the Baseball Reporters with Tony Mass.
Brought to you by Big Y Safety Insurance, Rodenheiser Home Services, Woodbridge Wines, Gravely, and Jackson Lumber.
On Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
High fly, right field, driving back the right fielder, Pilar, and that ball is gone. Devers bare hands, fires, and throws it up the line. They've got another run in on another misfire by Rafi Devers.
Oh,
that one's stung. That one's driven.
Oh.
Way, way back.
Oh.
He crushed it. A home run for Renfro, his second home run in this game. High, deep drive. That one crushed again, and that ball is gone. He hit that a ton. Mike Zunino, his second home run of the season. This a three-run shot.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.